Carolina Snowflake. Carolina Snowflake. Carolina Snowflake.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Jason. I'm Jason. And we're back with another episode of the Carolina Snowflakes podcast. We're your hosts.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jason. And this is a new week, a new endeavor to embark on this week.
Woo!
After we did another 4chan fortune last week, which I enjoyed.
It was great.
I always like going to see what those wackadoos are talking about. And speaking of wackadoos, hey, segue.
Hey.
Speaking of wackadoos, this week we're going to talk about something that happened about a week ago. Tucker Carlson of Fox News fame was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Tucker, old Tucker, shitty haircut Carlson.
Why does his hair look like that?
I don't know. He has the worst haircut in the world.
And I assume it's intentional.
It is. And if you see video of him, it moves when he talks. He's very animated. He's a weird guy. He's spasmodic. It's something that I noticed from watching him this week. So I watched the whole thing. It's 3 hours long. I listened to it and then I watched it on YouTube. So I have gone into this episode pretty deep. I'm 6 hours deep in Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson talking, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to assume that like maybe some people in the audience don't listen to or have never listened to Joe Rogan's podcasts or don't know anything about it. So just to lay the groundwork of what we're talking about. The Joe Rogan Experience is the name of it, and I'm going to call it JRE for short. That's the Joe Rogan podcast. It's the number one podcast in the world. So it's important, at least in the sense of scale. Mm. It is the most biggest podcast of them all. It's the granddaddy podcast. He signed a 3-year deal with Spotify for like $6 million or something like that. Mm-hmm. So Joe's making some bank off of this thing.
Yeah.
So I've complained about how Joe's been getting worse over time, and this episode in particular stands out to me of proof of what I've been saying. Like, I'm saying that he's getting worse, and this is definitive proof right here. Tucker's been fired from Fox News, and he's doing a show on X or Twitter. Like, he has an X show that he does.
Yeah.
And it sucks, and other people have covered it pretty well. And so if you're interested, like Knowledge Fight and a couple of other shows have really gone into Tucker on X and how shitty that is. So I'm not going to go over all that, but it's there if you're interested. I think Tucker wanted to promote his X show, and so he thought, like, going on Joe Rogan, going on JRE is the best thing to do, and he's probably right about that. Mm-hmm. If you want to move people, maybe some people, I find it hard to believe, but maybe some people like Tucker from Fox and didn't know that he's been doing a show on X that would find out from Joe Rogan, but
I find that hard to believe.
It might be a small amount of people, but it gets people saying his name again at least.
Or it might remind them.
Yeah,
that if he nothing has a else. Show. Yeah, I feel like less like announcing and more just reminding. Like, oh, yeah. By the way, you guys, I'm over here on Elon Musk's Twitter.
Yeah, and you should come here and watch my stupid show there because I got fired from Fox. Which, by the way, he got fired for talking shit about his bosses in text messages.
Just
if you didn't know that, that's what happened.
Don't do that, kids.
Yeah. Don't talk shit about your bosses in text messages.
On the company phone.
On the company phone. It's a bad idea. It will get you fired. So I wrestled with how to cover this, and even if I wanted to, but after 6 hours of listening, I thought, there's some shit that I have to say about what's happening here. And maybe it's just a personal gripe, or maybe there's something deeper. I'll let you decide. So decide if this is just me being petty and pissed off at these guys or there's something here.
Okay.
But I think there's something here. And with that being said, I'm just going to go through the first hour of the episode this week. We're just going to go through some clips from the first hour and see where we land. And I'll let you decide in the audience and I'll let you, Amanda, decide if this is just like me being pissed off at these guys or what they're doing is really, really, really shitty.
Okay. Fair.
Fair. So the episode starts off really weird. If you've never listened to JRE, he likes to get people in and start talking to them and then just sort of start recording. Not even, a lot of times he won't even say when they start recording. Like, he wants it to be a very natural conversation. That's, I mean, if you're going to talk for 3 fucking hours, you can't come in like me all heated and have a lot of shit to say written down on a piece of paper. That's fucking crazy. We need to just sit here and talk.
Right.
So they got to set the tone. So part of doing that is just like talking and, hey, you know, how's it going? You know, are you comfortable? All that stuff. And then they just randomly start recording whenever they decide to. Mm. So it kind of starts with Tucker sharing something with Joe that he found that he just got as a text on his phone. He's like, oh, I just got this thing on my phone about unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs or UFOs. So Tucker's just kind of like, hey, Joe, I just got this thing about UFOs on my phone. And they start talking. And that's when the recording starts. So okay. That's kind of weird if you're not used to JRE, but that is how he does it.
Yeah, no formal intro.
No, none of that.
Because, I mean, if you're the biggest, most famous podcast in the world, do you really need an intro?
Yeah, not really. I mean, it doesn't serve any point. And I think that's the appeal to some people. It doesn't bother me that they start it like that.
Yeah.
For the record, I kind of like that he starts it like that, but it is jarring if you're not.
Maybe we should start our next episode like that.
Just mid-conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
and like, don't tell me when you press record.
Yeah, that's what Joe does. So maybe it would work. I don't know. So the thing he got on his phone is a UAP program called Kona Blue. And it's a program that I don't really need to get that much into detail in it. It's just a UAP disclosure program where they talk a little bit about like what the procedures would be if we were to encounter an alien unidentified flying vehicle, and or if someone was killed by one or something like that. It's government paperwork on that kind of topic.
Okay.
And some of it got released, and Tucker got it on his phone, and he's very excited to tell Joe about it. And I think this first clip gives you a little bit about Tucker. It sets the tone for how this conversation is going to be, and I think it's a good starting point. So here is them talking about UFOs.
You don't do email?
No. I haven't done email in many years.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you exist?
I do text.
Wow. Just text?
Yeah, I don't do email. I don't go on the fucking internet. I don't have a TV. I'm not into that. But anyway. Wow. No, that stuff's bad, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
That's my isolation tank.
All right. So that's not exactly them talking about UFOs.
No.
It's Tucker saying that he doesn't have a TV. He doesn't use emails. He just does text. He just does text, which okay. I find weird. And I like that Joe's like, what? Really? How do you exist?
Okay, boomer.
Yeah. So I think it's weird. And Tucker will repeat it a few times, like namely that he doesn't have a TV or use the internet. And it's really annoying because he's a pretentious prick about it. And his reasoning is just that, like, it's bad.
But isn't Twitter the internet?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Like, isn't his own show?
Yeah, and wasn't Fox on cable? And yeah. Isn't the show they're recording at this very moment on the fucking internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really dumb. It's really stupid. But he seems to be proud and pretentious about it and then insists that it's bad. So that's the tone. That's the tone we're going to be dealing with this whole
Tucker
time.
Tucker Carlson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's... And the fucked up part is they were talking about UFOs, and I was excited to hear about that, and instead you just get him saying he doesn't like the television, which...
he can't know, trust
the
it.
Thing that he's on. And another thing that happens is, like, I notice he sets the precedent already. This is like a minute into the fucking episode, and he's already set the precedent that, like, he's going to divide things into good or bad. And that is, like, a dichotomy that Tucker does constantly. That's a thing he always does, and he's already doing it.
Yeah, I kind of remember that even from Fox News days.
Yeah.
Of him being divided on good versus bad.
It's just bad, and he will say things like, it's just good versus evil. This is just bad because it's bad.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. That's just his thing. So the UFO talk continues for a while, them just speculating on space aliens and... I don't really care one way or another that much about it. Like, it's just people doing sort of like bong circle high talk about aliens.
Like, man, if they were real, like, what would you say to one of them?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, yeah, it's shit like that. It's just sort of like, oh, and then if they could travel through space this fast, then like they must live for a really long time. You know, just like.
It's probably like 400 years old.
Yeah. And I mean, it's fine, you know, it's interesting for what it is, but it doesn't really tell us anything. There's only one, like, other clip during the UFO talk section, which is, like, the first half hour, by the way.
Oh, my God. Yeah, who has that much to say?
For literally, for, like, a half hour, they go on this Kona Blue, aliens, the government's covering up aliens thing. And like I said, if you like that kind of thing, cool. I don't really have that much feelings about it, except for this one clip. So here we go. the one time during UFO talk when I have feelings.
Do you ever wonder if stuff like this is just disinformation?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I wonder a lot of things.
I'm sure you do.
But
I would always assume that a lot of this stuff is nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I always just assume a lot of this is nonsense.
So we've gone, okay. Oh, so he's saying that like the government releasing information that UFOs are real could be disinformation intentionally put out by the government. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, my brain.
Or this.
Because it was only so many years ago that it was the other way around,
right?
That we, the people, quote unquote, knew the UFOs were real and the government was covering it up. And then the government comes out and says, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
There are these things in the sky.
Yep.
Here, help us find them.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're like, oh no, government, you're lying.
Uh-huh. And it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Yep. So. What? Yeah, that's a fun little brain twist that has happened there. I also just like I like Joe's pushback, and I'm being like, have you considered, like, because Tucker had spent this time trying to tell him about this Kona Blue thing on his phone, and he's like, yeah, but what if it's just bullshit?
I think it's just code from Joe. He doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but then they go on to talk about it for 30 fucking minutes. That's my
after
point.
After that?
Yes.
Oh.
This is near the beginning. Then they will, after this, go on to talk about it for another 20 or so minutes, so...
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why?
Why didn't Joe stick to his guns?
Because he can't. You'll see. He just can't. I think he digs what Tucker's bringing, I guess.
Huh.
So either way, it leads them to doing like high talk about AI. So they move pretty seamlessly from aliens to AI, which makes sense. It's kind of a sci-fi thing. And
yeah.
Like, assuming that maybe the aliens have AI and maybe that's what's here and not actual physical space aliens. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go into talking about AI. And just to illustrate that they're doing sort of a high talk type. I don't think Tucker's high, but Joe probably is.
Joe sounds high.
Yeah, I think he probably
is. From the couple clips you've played?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he does say that Ted Kaczynski was right. So they go into AI and...
Is that the Unabomber?
Yep, and Tucker says the Unabomber was right. What? So what? I cut that out so we can hear it.
Their creative power may lead to unintended consequences, but the machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Right.
So I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
It's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Okay, Boomer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the robots. They're coming for us.
Yeah, I find that shit hilarious. Like, okay, so AI is bad because it's trying to control us and people will worship it like a god. Like, it's just that kind of talk, which is, you know.
It's the language that is used to scare older Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That literally is what that is.
Yeah. And then also doing the good or bad thing, just saying like, this thing is bad because it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a reason why AI is bad, just people made the machines, and if machines control us, that's bad.
Right.
But like, no actual moral argument or even like just superficial subjective argument about why that would be the case.
It's just fear-mongering is what that is. And it has such a hold and grip on our parents and like that generation.
I want to do a brief aside here and just say I, too, am skeptical of AI.
Sure.
I think that our AI right now is a threat, but I don't think it's like a threat like Tucker is saying that it's a threat. I think, at least right now, the threat of AI is it's like ruining the internet.
It's ruining information is what it's doing because of the whole, like, where it puts things together. It's writing news articles.
Mm-hmm. And it's showing up on Facebook posts of, like, clearly AI pictures that, like, are getting many, many likes because boomers see it and they're like, oh, this is a stunning picture of whatever. And I saw an
article.
Look
at that unicorn in the waterfall.
Right. And then I saw an article that showed that, like, it's actually evolving to give the boomers what they want. So the most popular upvoted things on Facebook, AI is just like mashing it together and making pictures of it and posting it to get the maximum amount of likes. So it's like a lot of Jesus on airplanes with guns and
it's
shit like
Jesus
that.
Jesus on airplanes with guns and the water hose that you drink from.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that.
And it's like making these pictures and people are liking it. And that to me is actually like a real threat. Like that's not robots coming in the future. That's not a Terminator 2 Matrix pie in the sky talk. That's legit, like, it's fucking up our internet.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a way better complaint than whatever the fuck fear-mongering that they're doing here.
I still say it's fucking up information. Yeah. It's fucking up the dissemination of information because it's...
Yeah.
It's writing.
Yeah. It's writing news, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote, yeah, news.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being shared like news. And luckily, I guess the sites that utilize AI do have to say in the front, you know, the top sub headline that this was written using the assistance of AI.
Yeah, but that's going to go away. Like they're going to get
eventually.
Away with
I feel like
that.
It is going to go away, and we're not going to be able to tell the difference between a real journalist story and some crap AI just shout out.
Right, or that the stories will just be credited to like an AI, and you'll just be like, oh, this AI wrote this story.
Bob Smith.
Well, I don't like that AI. I want this AI story. I mean, it's going to be the same type of deal. That's what I'm saying. But it's not world-ending apocalypse with Terminator 2 robots.
No, it is a threat in the sense of like not being able, one more layer of not being able to tell real from fiction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real threat, but that's not what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, he's talking about some kind of, we're going to worship it and the machines will control us.
Yeah, some spiritual battle.
Now that's what triggers the older folks and gets them all riled up.
Uh-huh. I find that really interesting. That's his way of like not having a serious conversation about it. It's annoying. And then like right after this clip, he's going to say something that I think we need to talk about. So just after the yelling at AI, this happens.
So I don't know why we're not having any of these conversations right now. We're just acting as if this is like some kind of virus like COVID that just spreads across the world inexorably. There's nothing we can do about it. Just wait to get it. It's like, no. If we agree that the outcome is bad, which and specifically it's bad for people, we should care what's good for people. That's all we should care about. Is it good for people or not? If it's bad for people, then we should strangle it in its crib right now.
Right.
And why not just blow up the data centers?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's bad for people.
Wow, strangle it in its crib and blow up the data centers.
Yeah, Tucker. Yeah. Violence and guns and murder.
Mm-hmm. And did you notice what he said about the pandemic?
What, that it spread and people just sat around waiting to get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything about trying to stop it?
You're right.
Yeah. Remember that he said that and then listen to this clip of Tucker from Fox News during the pandemic.
Your response when you see children wearing masks as they play should be no different from your response to seeing someone beat a kid in Walmart. Call the police immediately. Contact Child Protective Services.
Huh.
He's such a tool
Isn't
bag.
Isn't that interesting?
He's such
Isn't
a
that interesting?
Bag.
So he's mad at the people who just didn't. You know, who just sat around and waited to get the coronavirus during
the
pandemic.
They didn't do anything to protect us.
While he was on TV saying that kids wearing masks was child abuse and that you should call the police on them.
He's one of those that he doesn't actually believe anything.
Yeah. I mean, I can't find or think of a more clear explanation of just like, wow, dude, I can't believe you fucking said that. Like, I cannot believe that you want us to think that you actually believe that way. You piece of shit.
Mm.
You complete piece of shit. It hasn't been that long, and people have already forgotten and are going to let him get away with saying that shit. Joe lets him get away with it. Joe didn't push back and be like, wait a minute, dude. You spent time trying to get people to not respond to the pandemic. You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, but Joe also celebrates and condones the use of a horse parasitic drug to treat COVID. So he's also a fucking imbecile.
Mm-hmm. And Ted Kaczynski was right, and Joe Rogan's response to all of it is just sort of, yep.
Yeah, yeah, and Tucker's buddy. Response is to kill it.
Yeah, buddy.
Use violence and murder it.
Strangle it in its crib, which is a weird fucking way to say that.
That's fucking weird, Tucker.
So, okay. Okay. So somehow they start talking about evolution, okay? I say somehow because listening to it a few times now, I can't really explain how it happened that they got talking about evolution. The transitions in and out of topics is so boring that a normal human being could never recall the way it all went down. And even if they could, would they want to? Mm. So anyway, that's just me overriding. But Tucker says that adaptation is real, but the evolution from single-celled organisms into human beings is not real. And then Joe asks him, like, okay, well, then what's your theory? And Tucker says his theory, and it manages to really piss me off again. So,
great.
So that's what we get here.
And I can't even guess. I mean, I have my own theories on it, but they're not proven.
What are your theories?
Well, God created people, you know, distinctly, and animals. I mean, I think that's like, I think what every person on Earth thought until the mid-19th century, actually.
Right, but that,
it's not a new idea.
They didn't have computers. They didn't have a general understanding that we have today of the process.
Do you think we understand more now?
Yes.
Really?
You don't think that we understand more today?
We understand way less. We understand so little that we're actually sitting here allowing, like, a bunch of greedy, stupid, childless software engineers in Northern California to like flirt with the extinction of mankind. So no previous generations would be like, what? No, stop. And we're not doing that because
but
we
they
know...
wouldn't have done that even with the nuclear bomb.
All right. All right. So the idea that someone not having children is relevant to this spacey, hypocritical, hypothetical bullshit that he's talking is fucking infuriating to me. He does this a few times in this episode where he shits on people who don't have children as if their lives don't matter. And the worst part is that he doesn't distinguish between people who don't have children by choice or people who don't have children because of medical reasons. He just hates childless people and thinks that their opinions aren't valid.
That's interesting.
What a fucking prick. What a piece of shit asshole. Like, dude, first of all, what is me not having kids have any relevancy to this spacey hypothetical bullshit conversation we're having? And second, what if I don't have kids because of fucking medical reasons, you asshole? Like, I don't understand. It really pisses me off.
He's feeding the boomer narrative. Like, that's just all that older folks, the older generation, had kids more frequently.
Yeah. And so these people who don't have kids are going to fucking...
clearly something wrong with them.
AI. And Joe actually did push back on him there in a way that I agreed with. He was like, yeah, I mean, when he said, you think we know more than we knew 1900 years ago or whatever, and he was like, yeah, we have computers and stuff, like we understand the universe more than we did back then.
He did, but he didn't. Is that pushback? I don't know.
I mean, it's the closest thing you're gonna get.
Oh,
so that was why I included it. And I also think that the problem is that he lets Tucker continue to talk after that. He's not like, well, you're just wrong. Like, we are more advanced than we were back then. Like, that's stupid what you're saying.
Well, they're still in the first hour. Like, if he punched Tucker in the throat, like we all want to, like, then the show would be over way too soon.
Yeah, well, he won't ever do it. That's the thing. And it takes 3 fucking hours. So I kind of wish he would have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So after that just bothers me. It just really bothers me. Maybe it's because I don't have kids. Maybe that's what pissed me off so much about it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very judgmental and out of nowhere and based in nothing.
Yeah, and he felt the need to say it twice. He was like, childless.
Yeah.
As if, like, what the fuck, dude?
No, well, it just seems so clear that he is pandering to a certain demographic.
Yeah.
I'm not a member of that demographic that he panders to, but it's so overt and so obvious that I find it, like,
yeah,
comical.
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous.
I mean, he wants to go on with his opinions about abortion, but I'd say he's womb-less. A womb-less man is talking about abortion. And he would fucking rip that to shreds if he heard a clip of some lefty liberal nut job like me saying something like that. Because he's a fucking prick and an asshole.
Oh, yeah. He's all those things.
Oh, man. I hate him. So the next thing that I find important is this interaction that starts with Joe talking about the woke mind virus, which, as a side note...
The woke mind virus.
Yeah. Side note is the term woke mind virus was coined by Elon Musk, according to Google.
Oh, okay.
So Joe's going to talk about the woke mind virus. Ah!
That kind of thinking, I think cult thinking, whether it's Scientology or whether it's Christianity, or there's like a type of thinking or that's woke. Woke is clearly a cult. It's a mind virus. And I think that it's so trite to call it that now. It's like whatever this thing is, this leftism, this Marxist sort of ideology that's waving its flag and indoctrinating people in this country, it's very similar to all kinds of religions. It's very similar to fundamentalist religions that have always existed, in that everybody has to believe very specific things and you can't differ. You can't differ from the doctrine.
Yeah, woke mind virus.
Sure, Joe.
Yeah, so sure. That to me just, I just hear like anti-communist bullshit. I just hear John Birch Society shit.
Yeah, he just spewed like what all the kind of QAnon-esque types say. Like, oh, they're just nothing but a bunch of Marxist worshiping leftist liberal socialist commies.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah, it's the same. It's like the same stupid shit that like, dude, does he realize like that he sounds exactly like those people that were doing that shit in the 80s and 70s and even 60s that were in the John Birch Society?
I don't know.
Like, does it occur to Joe that he sounds like that?
Probably not.
Probably not, which blows my fucking mind. Like, how do you not see it, man? How do you not see it? But there you have it. So then Tucker responds with something that leaves me in awe of his ability to just lie his ass off about lying. It's kind of meta, actually, and if I didn't hate him so much, I would admire what Tucker does in this next clip. So if I didn't hate him, this would be admirable.
Here's another way to think about it that I've been meditating on this a lot. Yes, religion, politics, they're all kind of melding. It's hard to know where one ends and another begins.
Right.
So maybe a simpler and more useful way to think about it is truth or falsehood. Lying or honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just assess everything that way. Is someone lying? Right. I don't care what your justification for it is. Lying about vaccines. They've lied a lot about vaccines. And they've done it, I think, in most cases because they feel like they're serving some greater good.
Right.
Like,
well, that's the narrative, right?
Right. We can't tell people that there are vaccine injuries because they won't get vaccines, which are good for a big population. I understand the thinking. But how about this? You can't participate in lying. Yeah. You can't lie.
You can't lie and you can't...
Period, though. You can't lie about anything. Just don't lie about anything. Try to tell the truth all the time. If you can't say something that's true, just don't say it.
Right.
You're not required to say everything you think, obviously, and you shouldn't say everything you think.
But isn't he a notorious liar
himself? Yes, he is. He is a notorious liar, and he loves Donald Trump, the other notorious liar, and he lied about Donald Trump on air on Fox News for years and years and years. Mm. He's King Liar. And right there, he was lying about lying and about how lying is bad. Like I said, if you don't pay attention, it's kind of a mind fuck. Like, it's, how is he doing this?
Well, it's part of the marketing where he has to sell his bullshit by saying, but I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
What I say is not a lie. What I say is true.
All he does is lie.
Let me remind you, what I say is true.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's so crazy.
I feel like if people have to tell you what they're saying is true,
yeah,
it's probably not true.
Yeah, and also, if you're going to judge parties based on like who's lying and your guy is Donald fucking Trump, you're in, like, it's crazy. It's insane. Like, the number of times that Donald Trump has been caught lying is probably in six figures or more at this point. So that's a lot. That's a lot of lies.
That's a lot of lying.
Mm-hmm. So around this point, we've hit the 1 hour mark.
Woo!
And I think we need to recap what has happened. So far, there was a large amount of hypocrisy. That's pretty standard. We also learned that not having kids makes your opinion worthless. We learned that Tucker loves to just say things are bad because they're bad, and that Joe is down with all of this, and he hates the leftist woke mind virus. This is the point where I hit my limit for this week on dealing with Tucker. Like, as much as I want to just cover this whole thing, I don't have the time or the soul left to do it all in one go. So I'm going to just say that this has caused a lot of feelings for me so far. And this is about where I could make it for a week. Like, I'm going to need a couple of days to recharge and then go back at this. But I would love to know what your thoughts are. Like, how has this made you feel so far?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that I'm quite as enraged as you are.
You didn't listen to it for 6 hours.
No, I didn't. And I didn't hear all the parts leading up to some of these awful moments.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine if I had, I probably would be maybe a bit angrier.
Yeah.
But I also am like, to me, without this 3-hour interview, both of these men already were garbage.
Yeah.
Like, they're already people that I discredit, discount, don't take seriously, and think that they're a waste of space.
Yeah.
So
I guess that's the difference, is that I haven't always felt that way about Joe.
Yeah. No, I know you haven't. You used to actually listen to his show back in the day.
I know, and I don't think he's genuinely necessarily a bad person, but he what he's doing now, I just can't. It's almost unforgivable. It's like, this shit right here is like really fucking frustrating.
Yeah, no, it is unforgivable. And to me, it's unforgivable just by the fact that it's such a huge show and that he has so many people who listen and has therefore so much potential influence on real people, real lives, and real choices. And that is the part that I guess if I was to get angry and worked up, that's it.
Also, none of it was funny.
Yeah, no. Well, Tucker's not funny.
No,
he's not a funny guy. He's stupid.
And Joe doesn't try to make it funny. I guess that's the other weird thing that's happening. Like, there's a couple of moments where they do crack some jokes, quote unquote, but they're just usually just shitting on leftists and being like, some blue-haired person did this.
It's like a really bad Greg Gutfeld.
Yeah, and it's like, it just doesn't. Yeah, and it's just sad. And watching it is frustrating because Tucker's hair is annoying. And
I hate that he looks the way he does.
Yeah.
I mean, why does he have to look like it's gross?
Yeah.
His hair.
So I don't know. If torturing myself with 4chan for jokes was funny, I guess torturing myself for this was funny. And I guess it was worth it.
I don't know. It's weird to me that you like to torture yourself so much.
To be funny.
To be funny.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like my version of Jackass. Instead of doing it with like, you know, skateboards and
stunts.
And stunts. I just do it with like listening to right wing shitheads. And
you're like, all right.
Yeah.
I got triggered this week.
Yeah. Let me get hit in the balls by Tucker Carlson's horrible rhetoric. And then you can laugh at my pain.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much the crux of our show.
That's the show. So I did it again.
Thank you.
I hope it was enjoyable. I hope if you don't listen and you like don't understand maybe what's happening with these people, that I was able to fill you in. I hope at least now you know what the show is like and what Tucker on Joe Rogan was like. And, you know, I don't know. That's all I can really say. He's really pissed me off for right now, so I'm going to need some time to recover and come back and attack Tucker again.
All right.
But for this week, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed isn't the right word, but took in what happened in this
week's
episode.
We hope you tolerated it.
Yeah. And if you just hated it so much that you need to let us know, you can do that on our email at carolinasnowflakes@gmail.com. You can go to our website to find more episodes of Joyous Torture of Me for comedy on our website, carolinasnowflakes.com. I love everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Bye.
Underwear pervert.